The inset button, surrounded by a ring of frail golden light, clicked. The metal cage began to vibrate slowly, then faster. They could feel, rather than hear, distant humming. There were beads of perspiration on Christie's forehead, and her sharp green eyes had narrowed like a feral cat. Her hands were locked in front of her, tangling like strong, coiling snakes. Ryan moved to stand by her, and she looked up at him, managing a shaky smile.
Not good.
Not good at all, lover.
At least we're moving.
For now.
They moved steadily up in relative silence.
What was that?
The elevator's hitting the walls.
The earth shift that blocked off the stairway might have damaged the elevator, too.
But Ryan, there's no way out.
I know, Doc. No choice but to hope for the best.
How much farther?
Ryan, I fear we've stopped.
I know, Doc.
Come on.
Yeah, looks like the end of the line.
Was that what I thought it was?
A cable snapping, yeah. Best if we move slowly and carefully.
The cage still seemed jammed firmly in the damaged shaft. There was no sensation of swaying from side to side. There was only silence.
Try the down button. Might work.
As long as we don't go too fast.
Accelerating at a rate of 32 feet per second squared, and assuming the shaft is around 300, then 96 in there. Carry the one. No, that can't.
Get that bastard picture, Doc. We'll hit the bottom kind of fast and kind of hard.
I fear that I am unable to contradict that statement, my dear Dr. Wyeth. So sorry, ma'am.
Ryan tentatively pressed the lower control button. All that happened was that the thin ring of golden light around it went out. The interior ceiling lamps of the elevator remained on. JB pointed at the roof of the elevator.
Maintenance hatch.
There was a rectangular trap door, 4 feet long and 3 feet wide, set close to the far corner. A chromed handle protruded from it. Ryan didn't much fancy having to climb up through the trap, but he couldn't think of any workable alternative. The armorer was the lightest of the group. Doc steadied himself, hands on his knees, with the two women on either side. Ryan helped JB to scramble onto the old man's back, holding him as he reached for the trap door.
It's open. There's a folding ladder here on the roof. I'll get out and drop it down.
JB's legs vanished. When the others had moved out of the way, he lowered the ladder, which was thin wire with slatted rungs.
What's it look like up there? Enough light?
Just. The walls come squeezing in, but... Hey, we're only a few feet from what could be the top. There's double doors there. I reckon... Ugh!
You all right?
The familiar pale face slid into view in the black rectangle.
Sure. But it looks like there's only about 5 more of those to go.
You first, Doc. I'll hold it steady for you.
I'm more than capable of climbing a rope ladder, my dear fellow. I recall a square rigger around the horn when I was...
Doc!
Sorry. Climbing...
As soon as he was outside, Ryan gestured to Mildred.
Go!
She was halfway up when it happened again.
Fire blast! Let's get the fuck out of here!
Mildred had managed to hang on to the ladder, swinging from side to side. Christie grabbed at it, steadying it for her.
Come on! I can see now where it's going! Frayed like an old bootlace!
Christie, you're next.
But lover,
This is not the time for debate!
Christie pursed her lips, then shinnied up and vanished through the trapdoor. Ryan glanced around. He made sure the G-12 caseless assault rifle was snug across his shoulders, and then climbed effortlessly up the ladder.
Everybody okay? Now let's find a way to the...
Time was running out.
There's the exit doors. Looks like 10 feet above us.
Ryan could see them, and they were identical to the pair in the basement. He pushed away the thought of how far below the basement actually was, and concentrated on how to get his friends up and out.
Have to get up those cables.
They're breaking!
Right. If they break and we're still here, then we're all dead. Only chance.
The cables were black and coated with old, crusted grease, each individual strand about the thickness of a child's wrist. Now that he looked carefully, Ryan could see that there were still 4 cords left. He touched the nearest, feeling it thrilling and taut under his fingers. The parts of the support cables that had already snapped were hanging above them, ragged-ended and useless.
Go for it. If one of them goes, you just gotta try and hang on tight.
I'll take this one with you, lover. Give the others one each.
Yeah. Come on, Doc. Move your ass to your bone meal.
The threads of twisted wire were trembling violently. The elevator gave another lurch, and then lolled steeply to one side.
It's gonna go! Hang on tight!
Christy was immediately above him, her boots locked on the dark cable. Ryan also tangled himself into it, knowing that when the cable snapped, it might go anywhere. JB was crabbing his way up his chosen section, reaching level with the sealed sectors.
The door's locked tight.
It's coming! Hold on!
The weak point was where the century-old cables were connected to the bolts on the top of the elevator. When the last four broke, almost simultaneously, the noise was appalling. Instantly, the thick wires were transformed into whirling dervishes of malign metal. The five friends were rolled, lifted, swung, and dashed against the unforgiving walls of stone. With double weight on it, the cable that supported Christy and Ryan steadied first, giving them a chance to look down. The elevator was falling away from them, slowly at first, then gathering momentum. The rectangle of light that was the trap door enabled them to follow it all the way. The final impact, 300 feet down, was oddly lacking in drama. Having followed the diminishing block of yellow light to its ending, Ryan now looked around him. It was like some macabre jolt fantasy of a puppet show. Three marionettes dangled around him, jerking and twitching on their thick cords. Jagged, twisted ends of torn, rusted wire still thrashed at the dark air, but the violence of the movement was slowing and easing. JB was highest, now a little above the level of the doors. Mildred was next, clutching at the cable like a girl in the middle of a gym test. Doc had come closest to buying the farm. His cracked knee boots were slipping down, only 18 inches from the ragged end of the cable supporting him.
I would be grateful for some aid, lest I fall into the abyss and perish.
I'll get him.
Christy climbed up with her usual cat-like ease and strength.
Yeah. Come on, Doc. Grab hold of my arm and swing on over here. I've got you safe.
There was an ungainly struggle a few feet above Ryan's head. Then Doc was snug, hanging onto Christy's legs.
How about the doors, JP?
Just looking.
Can you speed it up some, JP, or I'm going to be performing the high dive and break all known records?
And your neck.
Don't you get your face out of Christy's ass and shut your mouth!
Because she's making an old man happy. You ought to try it sometime, you wizened old beldam.
Just shut up, Doc, will you?
Sorry, John Barrymore, I'm sure.
If the pitching's over, can we get the sweet fuck out of this place?
Need some Plas-X. Got a last bit left somewhere in one of my pockets. Yeah.
JP? Nowhere for us to shelter?
So little explosive, it should dissipate around us. Long as we close our eyes and keep our mouths open, the blast shouldn't do much damage. Could make us swing around some more.
You all right, Doc?
Passing fair, dear friend.
Mildred?
Sure. How long will it be before it actually blows?
Got a 10-sec detonator. I'll have to swing myself to reach the doors.
JB began to rock from side to side, pushing off with his boots from the rocky walls of the shaft, building momentum like a boy on a rope above a summer swimming hole.
Nearly there now.
Count us down.
I haven't got the detonator in yet. Setting it now.
10, 9, 8,
Gaia, protect us
7,
all.
6,
amen to that.
5,
Doc's lips moved
4,
silently. His
3,
eyes closed.
2, 1!
The shaft filled with the characteristic bitter scent of Plas-X. Ryan closed his mouth and opened his eye.
JB, how's the door?
Don't know yet.
He began to swing again, this time gathering speed so that he could kick out at the doors with his combat boots.
Top floor. Everybody gets the hell out.
By the time they'd all struggled through the bent and damaged doors, Doc was close to total collapse. They rested in the deafening stillness. From somewhere above, a faint light was filtering through. The air was cold and damp. Outside the titanium steel elevator sectors was a room about 25 feet square. It was filled with tumbled rubble and stank of urine.
It's not like any redoubt I ever saw.
It's more like a ruined ville anywhere. But why build a gateway in a place like this?
Where is this?
Good question. Got a big ville feel to it. Not like someplace out in the deserts or mountains.
I once paid a visit to old London town before... I visited the stews of Seven Dials and the bordello slums of Hoxton. I confess, the scent that now assails my nostrils